Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
I would say that the word is relief. As we walked to the van there, you shook your hand and took a few breaths. Would that be fair after that game?
Yes, 100%. Thanks for having me on. Yes, do feel relieved. They got quite a jump at the start. But yeah, I think I was just a bit lucky to get on a few of those, you know, after some boys did some good work. So,
what did you feel was the difference in that first quarter? Obviously, they jumped out of the blocks, were moving the ball really well, and played with a lot of intensity. And then for you guys, of course, obviously, Geordie gave you a bit of a rev up. I understand it, but what really changed for you after that first quarter to get back into the game and then get on top?
Yeah, their mids spread unbelievably. The second quarter focus was making sure we matched their offensive running, so, and then also trying to make pay by working the other way. So, in the first quarter they got on the fly a bit. We were probably trailing a bit too much as defensive mids.
5 snags today, Lockie. I think only 2 for the season coming in, and then balls just landed your way. Couple in the second, couple in the third, and just nice to get on. Never couple too, because you create so much for so many others. Your turn to get some reward in front of goal.
Yes, yeah. The stats are a little bit down, but I'm pretty happy to get on a few finally. It feels good.
Talk to us about playing against Logan Wagner. When you were at Grovedale, you would have crossed paths with him when he was at Leopold, but he just doesn't stop, does he? Like, you weren't the direct matchup, but just to see him constantly leaving stoppage after stoppage, is it got to be a team mentality about trying to keep him? I know Lingy tried a bit of work, but if you've got to sort of be really, I suppose, in terms of just on the same page as a midfield, talking to each other and keeping that communication up about what he's doing?
Yep. No, 100%. Really good player. Unreal through stoppages, pretty nimble, very clean. So it's definitely not one person's job to sort of stop him. Definitely a collective. So, yeah, he did get a few handball receives and get on the chain, Wagner did. But, pretty relieved that we ended up finishing on top.
I suppose the discussion from both coaches before the game, and also from people we were talking about, was that, you know, very much from your perspective, you know, Aiden is the number one ticket holder in the forward line, but sometimes it's going to be a case where he's going to have to be a player like Tom Webster. Some other people have to stand up and be counted. In terms of you and Jack Baker and a couple of others today had to do that. Are you aware of that, I suppose, in terms of a forward line setup and the way you do things?
Oh, definitely. Chris is an unreal player. He's always going to pull the most and best defender. So, yeah. We are in mids going into full time. Do the best we can to try and hit the ball for us to march up and hit the ball to try back grass here a little bit.
That must be difficult late in the game. It's a close game like that, too, in terms of, you know, we're looking around and making sure there might be somebody else who can come on and things like that. Even the coach is struggling.
Yes. Jordan sling around, Jack Baker learning from the first quarter. So I've been nursing a little bit of ligament stuff in the knee as well. And so, yeah, the collective of boys probably need the buy around
now.
No, I'm not.
In yourself, Kirsch.
It's not that hard.
Right.
One button.
Hey, what I did like about the game is it's not all about, you know, the one-on-one marks with Grassy. He didn't get much opportunity until late in the game and it opened up a little bit. But what I thought changed the game as well, and I mentioned it during the call, is because we're hitting the scoreboard because your defensive pressure in your forward 50 was really good as well. So when ball hit the ground, he's locked it up. You got a re-stoppage. Goals from stoppages were pretty crucial today as well.
Yep.
But also your forward pressure. I thought your forward pressure from the small and the bigs was pretty crucial to getting your repeat shots on goal today.
Yep, definitely. Small forwards play such a vital role for us, getting up the ground and causing repeat stoppages. So when their defensive effort is, you know, very high, that means we'll be able to get some return off it. So everyone played pretty well today. So.
I'll tell you what we did notice today. A lot of goals that were either snap remarkable goals or goals from the boundary. There wasn't many from dead in front today. It was just one of those games where I guess you just felt that you're in the zone everywhere and you could kick them from anywhere.
Yeah, it was a pretty good effort. Newcomb didn't miss for a long time there. There's repetitive goals from Newcomb, no points, so I was getting a bit nervous from their perspective as well.
Yeah.
just one of those days.
It was one of those days.
They float through, so...
Absolutely. Now the important questions.
Well, Geordie wants us to hurry up, so I'm going to take as long as I can with
it. Oh, does he just?
Yeah, look at hamstring boy out here.
Mitch is on his seventh can.
And so. It's the first time he's ever picked his kid up, too. He never does that. He's a terrible parent, Geordie.
No.
Now, the most important questions are the Leopold Sporties. Are you swinging hands? Do you have... girlfriend? Do you have a partner?
Yes, you do. I have a girlfriend. Yes. Yep.
Do you want to tip her in, or you don't want to? Like you, most last week, Ali McDonald told us the full name.
Really?
My story.
You don't have to.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's the?
You're going to take her to the Leopold Sporties, won't you?
Of course.
Have you been given the voucher yet?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, right.
Bertie had one job. Yeah. So you've won a $100 voucher.
You win the Leopold Sporties voucher. So you're going to take your girlfriend. That's
yep,
okay.
For sure.
Does she play netball or something?
No, she supports from the sidelines.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good work. Okay, that's fine. So you take her. Now, if you were going to take a good bloke from the Leopold to the Leopold Sporties from the club, who would you take for a feed with you? Who's a good bloke? Just one good bloke.
Joel Hogan.
Very good
right.
bloke.
Yep. He's also nursing some roots right now.
Yes.
So
we saw him come off.
He needs some good.
All right, that's fine. Now, reptile, pest. Absolute reptile at the club who you would never take for a feed at the Leopold Sporties. Who would you never take?
James Carr.
Jeez, he was pretty quick. James Carr.
Didn't think about it.
Why Carr?
Number six, Jay Carr.
He's a... Yeah.
What's going on with him?
He's a professional accountant, but yeah, he can be a bit of a pest. So.
Really?
And he's going to love this.
Yeah. He's Tim Curry, and I love it.
Yeah,
that's great.
We always like a good old-fashioned tippy.
Yeah, right? I always love a tippy.
That is
absolutely
gold. Lockie, congratulations. We've enjoyed watching your footy over the journey, but we never had a chance to cross paths with you. But a wonderful performance today, Leopold Sporties. Enjoy the break and look forward to seeing you into the run to September.
Sweet. Off to Vietnam, I am.
Oh, hello.
Enjoy.
Flying tomorrow?
Nah. One day off and then Monday, so yeah.
Magnificent.
Perfect. Legends.
Right. Enjoy. See you, Michael. Lockie Smith joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.